We're talking today with William Wright. He is the executive director of Black and White Music Productions. It's a not-for-profit organization formed back in 2019. William, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
I'm feeling fine. And you're also a member of the Governor General's Horse Guards, Canada's Senior Reserve Unit, which you joined back in 1995. So you're currently serving on that in the regimental band.
That's correct. And we're soldiers first. We do basic training. And then we go on to our trades, whether it's combat arms or support arms. So I'm in support arms, and I've been in the regimental band since October 10th, 1995.
Let's touch on your non-for-profit for a little bit here. It's involved in mental wellness and mental well-being, and talk about that and how your not-for-profit organization, Black and White Music Productions, gets involved in those kind of situations to help the soldiers.
Well, Steve, I formed Black and White Music Productions back on May the 5th, 2019, and I'm the executive director. I have a great board of directors. I have Bhavani Subramanian, I have Dwayne Grady, and I have Angela Beecham Wright, all working with me on this not-for-profit. And the reason why I formed the not-for-profit Black and White Music Productions, and it is a registered not-for-profit with Corporations Canada federally, the reason I formed that is I wanted to see what I can do to make a difference in the world with my music to assist our soldiers who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder and operational stress injuries. And it really started back then before 2019, really 2017, when I found out about Wounded Warriors Canada and the 22 push-up challenge. When back in the day, around 22 soldiers were committing suicide every day due to what they experienced due to combat.
So yeah, that's where you thought to step in and help out those people through two organizations, Wounded Warriors of Canada and the Toronto Military Family Resource Center. And those programs, as you said, help out with PTSD and OSI injuries. And 100% of the proceeds go to those two organizations. Let's talk about the music. And I guess this is your third music release involved with the Black and White Music Productions organization.
That's correct. Well, it's our third production, starting with Saturday Night. It's my fifth music release. So I had Going Home in 2017. It was a three-song extended play album. Then I moved on to God's Wonderland in 2019, which is a two-song EP. And then I released Saturday Night in 2020. It's a two-song EP extended play. And that was what started under the umbrella of blackandwhitemusicproductions.org. It's blackandwhitemusicproductions.org. That's our website. And that's when I contacted those not-for-profits, Wounded Warriors Canada and the Toronto Military Family Resource Center, which I did back in 2017, actually, when we started putting the Black and White Music Productions logo on the releases, starting with Saturday Night. That was in 2020, a two-song EP. Then 70 Years was on your radio station back in 2022. It was an 11-song album, full album for Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee. And here we are with my latest release.
Yeah, it comes up to the fifth music release, and it's King to Be. Tell us about the first song we're going to check out shortly here. And this is the patriotic version, the main mix, I guess, of King to Be. And it's about Prince Charles becoming King Charles, right?
That's correct. And, you know, it's a great good news story about this album and how it came about. I work for Loblaw Companies Limited at their head office here in Brampton, Ontario, and been with the company for 14 years now. And I work with, really, I look up to him as a mentor, Paul Antreper. And we work on a couple of projects together with regarding mental health and persons with disabilities on accommodations. And Paul really planted a seed in my head, told me, you know, William, why don't you write a song for King Charles III? You know, his coronation's coming up. That really sat with me. Couldn't get it out of my head, couldn't shake it. And I just had to write something for King Charles III.
And that coronation, Saturday, the 6th day of May. And it'll happen from London Live. It'll be on TV over here as well. So let's check out that song right now, William. The first version of King to Be, as there are three versions. And this is the patriotic or the main mix, number one version of King to Be.
Thank you.
you've learned as a prince to be king from our great beloved queen. Now is the time that you put on your crown and know what we have seen. We need a monarch who leads by example and who wants the best for us all. We want a monarch who stands up for all and who holds their head up tall. This is your destiny. Lead us to victory. Now is the time you've waited all your life. You're the king to be. You're ready now, you see. You want us all to be just and strong and free. You're the king to be. You're ready now, you see. You want us all to be just and strong and free. Been told that you are very kind and you know how to lead just and well. You have been waiting for this very day. You are ready, we can tell. We need a leader who knows what to do and who has us in their heart. Stands up for all, one who is great from the start. This is your destiny. Lead us to victory. Now is the time you've waited all your life. You're the king to be. You're ready now, you see. You want us all to be just and strong and free. You're the king to be, you're ready now, you see. You want us all to be just and strong and free. Just and strong and free. Just and strong and free we'll be.
All right, that was King to Be. That's version number one, the patriotic version, the main mix of King to Be. William Wright's with us, and William Wright of the Black and White Music Productions. William, talk about all the musicians on that song we just heard.
So I have the benefit of working with some great musicians in the Canadian Armed Forces Reserves, and I just want to call out most of the musicians on this album are from the Governor General's Horse Guards, which I serve with for the past 27 years. On vocals is Mark Pounie. He's actually on two of the tracks. The first one, which we listened to, and he's going to be on the reprise. On guitar and bass is Lawrence Barley. And getting back to Mark, I had the privilege of playing trumpet, sitting right next to him, playing trumpet with him for around 12 years in the Horse Guards band. And Lawrence Barley, Larry Barley, he's playing guitar and bass, doing double duty on that. And he also served in the Governor General's Horse Guards, as well as 400 Tactical Helicopter Squadron at Base Borden. On drum is Emerson Berglund, who also plays in the Horse Guards band, a multi-instrumentalist, actually, phenomenal musician and composer and arranger in his own right. On bagpipe solo is Bruce Etherington. Bruce has played in a number of bands, pipes and drums bands, and in the military, he played with the 78th Fraser Highlanders. And on spoken word, we have Dwayne Grady, and that's the last track on the album. And Dwayne has been working with Capitol Records back in the day in the 1980s, and he also serves on my board of directors on Black and White Music Productions. And I'm on accordion. Really, King to Be, I have it date-stamped as being copyright on March the 5th, I started working on it before then. We got into the studio on April 8th and did all the mixing and editing and mastering shortly after that, and got the digital release done on April the 21st on Friday. And then I actually received the CDs, and the CDs are professionally done through IndiePool, which is a Toronto-based company. It's 100% Canadian effort here. And each CD comes with a download card, an MP3 download card. So I received those on April the 26th, and I actually mailed CDs off to King Charles III and William and Catherine, who are now the Prince and Princess of Wales. And I got that out to them on April 26th, hoping that it would arrive before the coronation on Saturday, May the 6th.
And once again, it's an extended play album. It has three songs. We're going to hear another two versions that's coming up. And you can also find these songs all across all the musical platforms. We're talking Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and across further digital platforms too. And more details, once again, you can log on to blackandwhitemusicproductions.org. And all the proceeds, once again, Wounded Warriors Canada and the Toronto Military Family Resource Centre, which has programs to assist the soldiers of Canada who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and operational stress injuries, OSI. 100% of all the proceeds go to these two organizations, those worthy causes. So let's touch on the coronation a little bit. I guess it gets going pretty early for us in Canada.
Yes, that's correct. And it gets going. The coronation of King Charles III is going to take place in England Saturday, May the 6th, for everyone tuning in on Saturday. You're probably watching it live, or soon will be. The ceremony will be conducted in Westminster Abbey at 11 a.m., and it will conclude at 1 p.m. BST, that's British Summertime. Canada's going to have its own coverage from Ottawa. That coverage will get underway at 10 a.m.
Sounds really good. You can check it out on TV. How about the reprise? This is kind of a pop version, more of a mainstream mix.
Right. It's got kind of an upbeat pop rock feel with the drums, guitar, and bass going. Mark Pownie's on vocal. It gives this extended play something for everyone. With the original, this one we're going to listen to, the reprise.
King to be, it's the reprise mix. This is NBC Network Radio. We're talking with William Wright. And William Wright is with the not-for-profit organization, Black and White Music Productions. William Wright is the executive director. This is King to Be, and this is Reprise on NBC Network Radio.
Take what you've learned as a prince to be king from our great beloved queen. The time that you put on your crown and know what we have seen. We need a monarch who leads by example and who wants the best for us all. We want a monarch who stands up for all and who holds their head up tall. Your destiny, lead us to victory. Now is the time you've waited all your life. You're the king to be, already now you see. You want us all to be just and strong and free. You're the king to be, already now you see. You want us all to be just and strong and free. Been told that you are very kind and you know how to lead just and well. You have been waiting for this very day. You are ready, we tell. We need a leader who knows what to do and who has us in their heart. You are a monarch who stands up for all, one who is great from the start. This is your destiny. To victory. Now is the time you've waited all your life. You're the king to be. You're ready now, you see. You want us all to be just and strong and free. You're the king to be. You're ready now, you see. You want us all to be just and strong and free. Just and strong and free, just and strong and free will be.
There was the reprise mix of King to Be here on NBC Network Radio, joined with William Wright again. We're tying this into the Mental Awareness Week. Your organization is going to donate to a bunch of organizations that helps with mental health.
That's correct, Steve, with Wounded Warriors Canada and the Toronto Military Family Resource Center.
And touch on stuff soldiers really need when they come back with these injuries.
Well, you know, in the military, I did sentinel training, and we're really the suicide prevention people that look out for soldiers in arms, our brothers and sisters that come back from deployment, because oftentimes our soldiers will see something that no one should see, no one should witness. Really, the mind is still something that we need to find more about. There's still a big stigma associated with mental health. Persons suffering with mental health issues and conditions, such as post-traumatic stress disorder and operational stress injuries. You see, it's fine to visit someone in the hospital who has a broken arm, limb, or is recovering from surgery, or is not well physically. But when we're talking about the mind, it's still not seen, you know, looked upon very well, and there's still that stigma associated with it.
There's no physical injury, so people have a hard time relating to it. Not only that, because it is a mental injury, the actual person suffering doesn't feel confident or secure in their own mind speaking about it.
Right, and it's coming to someone and speaking about it, and really they find it difficult to talk about what they've witnessed and what they've come into contact with, whether it be their comrade who tragically lost their lives due to an IED, an improvised explosive device, or saw something very horrific, some citizens losing their lives or what have you in the theater of combat.
Yes. So if you're struggling out there, make sure you do speak up, find a good friend, anybody that you feel comfortable with, and just kind of talk it out.
Yeah. And one thing I wanted to say, Robin Williams, famous comedian, found a great quote. He said, "Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind. Always." It really stuck with me.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on behind that smile or whatever's going on, like you run into somebody at the store.
Seems like everything's going fine and people wear masks, and really a smile can just be a facade for something terrible that they're dealing with. And we have no idea, absolutely no idea what they're going through.
And yeah, exactly. That's what was going on with Robin Williams. Once again, I'd like to say that all proceeds from these songs, they go to the Wounded Warriors Canada and the Toronto Military Family Resource Center. And they have programs to assist the soldiers who suffer from PTSD, that's post-traumatic stress disorder, and also from OSIs, the operational stress injuries. 100% of the proceeds from these sales of these songs go to those organizations. I want to talk about one thing with you a little bit more. Let's touch on with Governor General's Horse Guards, Canada's senior reserve unit. Been there for 27 years, so you're ready to go when you get called up.
Well, I am in the reserves, and we are here to augment the regular force if need be when called on. But I've had the honor and privilege of serving on Operation Laser when Ontario Premier Ford back in 2020, April, called the military in to assist with five long-term care homes in the Greater Toronto Area. And I was assisting the medics with their meals who were going into the Altamont long-term care home. Although I haven't been overseas, I served here at home, which is equally as great. helping Canadians here at home feels really good. And I want to give a shout out to Loblaw Companies Limited, who I work for, who gave me the time off needed to serve with the military. So I want to thank Loblaw Companies for allowing me to serve our country and to return back to my manager.
If you wanted to become a reservist, is there a website that people could check out that you know of, William, that they could find out more details about that?
Well, what I would say is get to your recruiting center. Go and check out an armory in town, wherever you're from in Canada, whatever major city usually has an armory. And you can go to forces.gc.ca, check out the opportunities that are available, not only in the primary reserves, or also available for the regular force. And if there are any students listening in, you can get into, once you're done your post-secondary, you can go to RMC and get your education paid for and become an officer. And it's a win-win. You're serving your country, you're getting some pay, you're learning a trade, and you're helping out yourself and your family. So again, you're here serving Canada.
And you feel good, right? Mental wellness we're talking about. And you feel good when you lend a hand and you help out your community and your country.
Absolutely.
We're talking with William Wright, the executive director of Black and White Music Productions. They are a not-for-profit organization, and they were formed back in May of 2019. Let's check out the spoken word version of this song now.
It's about Prince Charles becoming King Charles III.
What can you tell us about this one?
Well, so as I mentioned earlier, I decided to do three versions of this song. I wrote the lyrics and the music, which I do with all of my songs. And really, the words, it's very poetic in nature. I wanted to think, what would our citizens want? Citizens in general, worldwide, what would they want their monarch to be? What qualities and what character traits would they want their monarch, their leader, to possess? And that's what went into the lyrics. You know, there's rhyming couplets and all the things that go into writing poetic lyrics. Type solo in this and pick up a copy or that see the album cover. You'll notice the artwork. There's a tartan on it, and it's the tartan that King Charles III wears. It's a King Charles Stuart tartan. A lot of thought went into this, and there's the official King Charles III coronation logo on it. Getting back to the third song, it is the spoken word, and Dwayne Grady is on that, and he has a broadcasting background, and he really did a magnificent job with the spoken word. He's reciting the lyrics, and the band is under him.
Let's check it out right now, spoken word. This will really highlight the lyrics and how the king maybe should be. It's King to Be, spoken word version on NBC Network Radio. It's a Black and White Music Productions presentation.
Take what you've learned as a prince to be king from our great beloved queen. Now the time that you put on your crown and know what we have seen. We need a monarch who leads by example and who wants the best for us all. We want a monarch who stands up for all and who holds their head up tall. This is your destiny. Lead us to victory. Now is the time you've waited all your life. You're the king to be. You're ready now, you see. You want us all to be just and strong and free. You're the king to be. You're ready now, you see. You want us all to be just and strong and free. told that you are very kind and you know how to lead just and well. You have been waiting for this very day. You are ready. We can tell. We need a leader who knows what to do and who has us in their heart. You are a monarch who stands up for all, one who is great from the start. This is your destiny. Lead us to victory. Now is the time you've waited all your life. You're the king to be. You're ready, now you see. You want us all to be just and strong and free. You're the king to be. You're ready, now you see. You want us all to be just and strong and free. Just and strong and free. Just and strong and free we'll be.
That was the spoken word version of King to Be. We're back with William Wright, the executive director of Black and White Music Productions. Where pick up your music and find these songs about King Charles III?
Right. So if you look up William Wright as artist on Spotify, William, R-I-G-H-T, without a W, you can find it on Spotify, on Apple Music, Amazon Music, Deezer, Pandora, and a whole plethora of digital platforms. As well, you can pick up a compact disc or CD with download card for $15, and it's going to be $5 shipping and handling to get it out to you. And each CD is professionally done from Indie Pool, which is Toronto-based, so it's 100% Canadian. It comes with MP3 download card. It gets sent out with a cardboard mailer. It's protected, and it is shrink-wrapped. And if you want it signed, just ask me for it. That's on my website. Details about getting it are on there. Just go to blackandwhitemusicproductions.org. So blackandwhitemusicproductions.org. And, you know, Steve, I want to thank you so much for allowing me and my team to get not only my music out there, because it's not top 40. It's different. There's a message behind the music. I want to thank you for allowing us to get our message out there of soldiers helping soldiers, Canadians helping soldiers. And it's not just Canadian soldiers. Soldiers around the world suffer from PTSD and OSI. Once again, Steve, thank you very much. And your team, very much allowing us to be on air with you.
Our pleasure to help out. And again, 100% proceeds go to these two organizations. So you're getting some really good music. And plus, you're helping out a great and worthwhile cause. And once again, all the details, you can check them out online, blackandwhitemusicproductions.org. We've been talking with the executive director of the not-for-profit organization, Black and White Music Productions, and his name is William Wright. William Wright, have a great day and enjoy the coronation of the new king.
Thank you, Steve, and God save the king.
Yes, the new phrase now, God save the king.